You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the light.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Morning, folks. Welcome to Lifeline. Dr. Bob here. As usual, always glad to be with you. Love coming to you on Saturday morning, talking to you about the things of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Look, I have a real good word today that not only do you need, but if you have family members or loved ones that are really struggling, not living for the Lord like they should, just struggling, can't make it, just struggling, they need to hear it. It's very, very simple. You may have families scattered out throughout the country, and if you get anything out of this word, it's so easy for you to flip it right over to them. All you have to do is go to WCNO and click on, you'll see the word on demand on the left-hand side. Click on that. Then you'll see Lifeline, and you can pick it up 24/7. Your kids can hear it this week, next week, tomorrow, tonight, but it's there. If the word speaks to you, and you know you have children that need to hear, and friends and love, people you really care about. If you care about people, this is going to challenge you today. If you really care about people and you care about loved ones, and you get anything out of this word, then you can flip it over to them to try to help them out, okay? Well, look, it's great to be with you, and I'm going to talk to you today about the Father's love. It's a simple message, but it's a good message, the Father's love. And look, if you have a real need today, and if you need to be really born, if you're not sure how you stand with Jesus today, if you're not sure you're born again, that you're really right with God, you give me a call. I'd be more than glad to walk you through today to make sure everything in your life is right with the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to make sure of that today. I want us to make sure you're secure today, and that you know without a doubt, no more doubts, no more worry, that you know who you are in the Lord. Our phone number is 221-1100, 221-1100, out of town, 888-221-8990. So if I can help you to make sure your relationship is sealed, locked in with the Lord, you give me a call. I'll be more than glad to minister to you. Look, I want to give you a simple scripture today that everybody in the world has heard, but I want to talk about it anyway. John 3:16 just simply says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believed in him," excuse me just a minute, please. This is Bob, can I help you?
Yes, I would like to request prayer.
Okay, for what?
Prayer from freedom from mental torment and anxiety.
Okay, what's your name, honey? If you don't mind,
Debbie.
Debbie, okay, Debbie. Well, look, Debbie, first of all, let me ask you this. Do you know the Lord Jesus for sure?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Now listen to me. The Bible says God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of peace and a sound mind. Evidently, if you have these other problems, you're not really walking in love, peace, and sound mind. So in that case, that would be an absolute without a doubt. You have a visitor. In other words, you can't have those problems. That's what the devil brings us, fear. Fear is not of God, then it's of the opposite one, the devil. So I am going to speak against that. I just want you to agree with me now. Now, you have to believe what I'm telling you and begin to practice it. I am going to break this authority that the devil has put in your life of fear and anxiety today, and you believe that. And if he tries to bring it back, you say, "Look, I rebuke you just like Bob did. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you're gone. You're out of here." And then make sure now you spend time in the Word. Time comes from Jesus said, "Peace I leave." And listen, get into the book of John, chapter 14. Jesus said, "Peace I give unto you. Peace I live with you, not like the world." So you're having the things of the world coming against you. But Jesus gave us a better promise. He said, "Peace I leave unto you. Peace I give you, not like the world give I unto you. Don't have a troubled heart." So I want to make sure you understand that. You with me so far?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Debbie, right? Debbie.
Yes.
Okay. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, you said, where two or more are gathered in my name, there I'll be in the midst of you. Debbie and I come before you in the name, in the authority, in the power, in the love of your precious Son, Jesus. And we absolutely rebuke the attack on Debbie's life. It's an attack from the enemy. I recognize it. I call it out. I condemn it. I break the assignment that Satan has put over her life to bring these spirits into her life. In the anxiety and the promises she has, I curse them in the name of Jesus. Command them to leave and release the Holy Spirit's flowing, loving power now to just override anything Satan brings against her. Just bring love, bring peace, bring joy. Okay, Debbie, now you believe that he's definitely gone. All you have to do is simple as that. His time has been broke. Don't let him work in your life anymore. Don't let him come back. Praise the Lord. Worship the Lord. Tell him how much you love him. Thank you for his peace. Have you got that now, Debbie?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
God bless you. Have a good day. All right. So anyway, John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, that's anyone out there listening, believes in him, should not perish, but have everlasting life. Remember that word, everlasting life. You know, everlasting means no break in between, no death. If you have everlasting life, you have everlasting life. There's no break in between. There's no dying here. Jesus said, whosoever loves and believes in me shall never die. Then he said, do you believe this? What he's really saying is, when your body stops, okay, once your spirit is born again and comes alive and belongs to God, it's everlasting. There's no doubt about it. And when your body stops, and this may be good for seniors out there, there may be some people out there facing that age now and thinking about these things. But let me tell you this, you cannot die if you have everlasting life. There'll be no break in the line whatsoever. When your body stops, your spirit's born again, it's alive now, it's everlasting. Your spirit will step out of that body. Angels will carry you right into the presence of the Lord. You'll never skip a beat. You'll never feel the pain. You will never know death, because you can't. If you're born again as a child of God, you're already in everlasting life. You're already living everlasting life. There'll be no break in between. The body stops. You'll not know it. You'll be right into the presence of the Lord. If you're born again, you're born again. You can't go back into that old life and die, okay? Because the death sentence was broken over your life. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night. Now, this is John 3:3. And the same came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know you're a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that you do unless the Lord be with you. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, listen, I say unto you, unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Once a man, unless a man has everlasting life, he can't see the kingdom of God. You have to have everlasting life to move into the kingdom of God. You understand that now? There's a life of sin and a life of death. If you live a life of sin, you're going to have a life of death, but there's everlasting life that you can't lose, but you must be born again. Then he went on to explain it. Then he said this, the kingdom is like the wind. You can't really tell where it's coming from, and you can't really tell where it's going. So is everyone that's born of the Spirit of God. Your spirit just simply comes alive. And once your spirit becomes alive and receives that everlasting life, then it can be led by the Lord. The spirit can't be led by sinner, by sin. You can't. You're either born again and the Spirit of God leads you. Sin can no longer has authority over your life. Sin can no longer control your life. You step into everlasting. Being born again is a real big thing. It's not words. It's not something you do on Sunday morning when the preacher says, come up here and do this. It's a change. It's the dead spirit that you were born with. That thing is dead forever, but your born-again spirit comes alive in Jesus, has everlasting life, lives forever, can't die, changes you. God is in your life. You understand the difference? It's really a big deal, especially after today. If you're a senior now, and you're thinking, and you're facing those things, just remember who you are in Jesus, and just remember what really awaits you. You'll never die. You're already locked in. You're already in everlasting life. Life is good for you. You understand that now? Don't forget that. It's very, very important. Listen, this is really a big deal. But you know, let me say this to you. If you really believe what I'm telling you, and you have friends, and you have children and you have loved ones that you really just, you know they're not right, but you know just hope everything right, it won't be all right. If you really, I'm telling you, if you really love the Lord and understand everlasting life and death, you're responsible to make sure your family, the people you care about, comes into the kingdom. If you are not caring and you're letting your children and your lovers and your friends do what they want to do, hope it's going to be all right, it's not going to be right, that means you don't really know. You're not really locked in. You're not fully into the kingdom yourself, or you don't have perfect understanding. You can't help but grieve and hurt over family and children that's not in the kingdom if you're really locked in and born again. And if you are, then it's up to you to become a preacher. If no one else is preaching to them, that'd be your job. That's true. If they're your family and your loved ones, you preach to them. That's yours. If you don't have the gall to do that, that means you let them slip into hell. Think about that. I want you to think about that today. I want you to become a preacher today. If you need to be a preacher today, be a preacher today. But don't let your family and loved ones go into a burning hell because you said nothing. Let me give you a footnote. I just gave you John 3:16. I want to take you just down two verses and listen to this. Jesus said, he that believes in me, he that believes in me is not condemned. Not condemned. But he that believes not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Let me make this really clear. If you might have kids and family out there, you say, well, he was baptized when he was a boy, you know, he said he loved Jesus. I mean, if he's living out there in a sinful world, his body and spirit can't be out there living in the sinful world. If you have family and you're thinking because they accepted Jesus one time and they're living out there for the devil, if you live for the devil, you're going to die with the devil. You understand? If you live with the devil, you're going to wind up with the devil. You understand that now? That's where you're going to wind up. So that's a total, absolute lie. I've heard people say it many times. Well, once saved, always saved. Yeah. Once saved, always saved. If you choose to do it, if you choose to reject it and live for the devil, after Jesus bled on a bloody tree, you think that that's going to be okay? Impossible. You make sure your family's right. Besides that, if they're really right, they don't want to be out in a sinful world. If they've really been touched with the Lord, if their spirits are alive unto the Lord, they can't stand sin. Something's not right here. I just want to tell you, I want to warn you, if you're one of these people that think you took your kid to church when he's young, and hadn't been back in church for 20 years, but he's still all right, then you're deceived, okay? You think about yourself. Do your own homework. I'm just telling you how it really is. No one ever goes to hell for sinning. Jesus paid for every sin before he left the earth. Every sin forever has been paid for. You only go to hell for simply not acting. Simply unbelief. It's only puts you in hell that's not acting on what Jesus has already done for you. It's simply unbelief. So if he bled and he died and he washed your sins away and you're out there running after sin, what does that tell you? You know that ain't going to work for you. That's not going to get you. That's not everlasting life. Your everlasting life is not out there living. Your sinful life's out there living. You're going on your way to a burning hell. You better think about these things. John 3:36. This is the Master again speaking. He that believes in the Son has everlasting life. Now, I want you to value that everlasting life today. Jesus uses it often. You can never die. You're locked in forever. So the everlasting life is not out there in sin. Don't think about it for 1 minute. He that believes not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abiding upon him. Think about this. Think about your family. Do you really care? Is your family and ones really secure in the things of the Lord? Where are you in everlasting life? This is a valuable thing. I'm really bringing you something today from the heart of God. He wants you to have everlasting life. If you're out there living in a sinful world, you don't know what everlasting life looks like. It means everlasting life means you've washed, Jesus washed them old sins away. You believe that. You've dedicated your life to him, and you're living forever. You're already in the kingdom. You're already living everlasting life. No breaks, nowhere, no time, no how. You'll never die, and you'll be just like you are forever, except you'll have a spiritual body. That's all going to change. But your attitude won't. You're already locked in. Romans 6:23 says this. The wages of sin is death. Now listen, that's the wage of sin. But the gift of God is eternal life, everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. My friend, you don't go to hell for sin. Get that down straight now. But just for unbelief. Have you made the transformation? If you're not, you're on your way to burning hell. No doubt, nobody. Just a dead man walking. If you made the transformation, you're locked in forever. You're going to be mad as hell, as a matter of fact, if you wind up there and then find out that every sin you ever committed was paid for by the Lord Jesus Christ. Just give us a call here now. If you're not sure how you stand with the Lord, I can absolutely guarantee you, anybody calls me and wants everlasting life today and believes the things I'm saying, I can assure you it'll be imparted unto you by the Spirit of God, by the Lord Jesus himself. So give me a call if you have a need. And don't forget, pray over your family. Speak to your family. Rise up and be a preacher. If you have to do that to get the attention of the kids, tell them the truth. But don't let them slip into hell while you kept your mouth shut because you didn't have the gall to speak to, okay? All right, give me a call here. It's 221-1100. 221-1100. Out of town, 221-8990. Let me give you a picture of a person that has everlasting life. And this might be you. If you're listening out here today, I'm gonna give you a test. This is what a person with everlasting life looks like. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any person, any man, the Bible says, be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things, that's not some, but all things are passed away. Old, everything old is passed away. Everything old passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Can you feel that? Do you understand that? Listen, this is almost too good to be true. New. This is just so wonderful. But everything old passes away because the death sentence passes away. Your everlasting life comes in. In other words, before your spirit was dead to the Lord Jesus Christ. But if you're in Christ and you're born again and you receive that everlasting life, you didn't have that yesterday. You had it the day you repented and bowed before the Lord and asked him, come into your life and wash your sins away. You come into everlasting life. All things pass away, everything becomes new. This person has never lived before. The death sentence has gone. The old man is dead. He's never lived before. He's a brand new self. You know, the dead spirit that was once dead now is quickened and he comes alive. It's just as if he had never sinned. And there's nothing in the book now against you, nothing in the book against this new man, because the Spirit is now everlasting Spirit. The Spirit now comes alive. What was dead now lives. You really are a brand new person. Now listen, this is a big thing. But let me say this to you. You know, this is a real big thing. So you should begin to live different, think different, feel different. You have to know who God is. You have to take in his word. He says, my word is spirit. My word is life. And you take in that word, the spirit and the life comes alive and feeds this new spirit. And provides us everlasting life and teaches and brings and supplies everything pertains to everlasting life. God provides everything pertains to life and godliness. But you've got it into the Word. It comes out of the Word. My Word is spirit and my Word is life. And then too, and ask the Lord to baptize you in the Holy Spirit and fire. I'm going to give you a verse of Scripture here at 2 Corinthians 5:21. This may be one of my favorite Scriptures in the whole Bible. But every time I read this, I can never read this verse just without spending time on it. It speaks to me. It witnesses. It quickens me. Here's what it says. For he hath made him who knew no sin. Does that get your attention? It gets my attention every time I read it. To be sin for us. Wow. That we might be made the righteousness of God in him that was sin. This is definitely too good to be true news, isn't it? He made his own precious son, the Lord Jesus. You see, you're a terrible sinner. He put him on a cross, and that sin there killed him. He was killed, put to death for your sins. That is absolutely and almost unreal. Hold on just a minute. Excuse me, please. This is Bob. Can I help you?
Yes, good morning. I'm a pastor, and I'm calling for prayer this morning.
All right, go ahead.
I'm calling for prayer for a financial situation that I have just found myself in.
Okay.
And I need God's deliverance from this.
All right. Do you you mind give me your name or does it not?
I'm just a pastor. I don't want to.
All right, okay, Pastor, that's okay. That's okay. You got a title, that's good enough. Listen, Pastor, you already know the situation. I'm just going to agree with you. And since you and I are brothers and sisters, you know, we're just going to seek the Lord and agree with you. You already know the need. You already know how to get it. You just said you did. You already delivered from this situation you got yourself in, and ask the Lord for wisdom to get you out, right? Okay. Listen, Pastor.
Yes, this is something that just suddenly happened. I am trying to get over it because I feel that it's the enemy that just came in and stole everything away from me.
All right, let's make him bring it back, okay? Are you there?
Okay.
All right. Father, yes. Listen, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus, the pastor and I come before you now. And you already heard where she is, Father, and I'm sure she's already praying. You're already working on this situation. But you know, Father, two are better than one. You said, but two or more are gathered, I'll be in the midst of you. So we want you to get right in the midst of this problem right now as I speak, Father God, and as I agree with my sister here. And we break the assignment that Satan assigned against her to try to rob her from her finances. We command him, bring it back. Restore it, Father, and add to it sevenfold. We command you, Satan, to bring back everything you stole from this pastor, from this church. We ask you to do this in the name of Jesus. We break your assignment against her. She belongs to God. If you come back and try to mess with her life, you're walking on the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you don't want to go there. You openly rebuke today, Satan. Your demons just rebuke today, Satan, over this pastor. We speak a blessing over this pastor. We speak a blessing over her life. We speak a blessing over her work. We speak a blessing over her church, and we speak a blessing over her finances, and it'll be just as I proclaim. Thank you now, Father, in Jesus' name. God bless you, sister. You. Have a great day. Lord, take care of you, all right? Trust him. Okay?
Thank you, Jesus.
All right, bye now.
Yes, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
All right. Look, I was getting going back to this verse of Scripture again. God has made his own son, Jesus, to be sin for you. Now, he never sinned, but he had to pay this precious. He was perfect. He bought the everlasting life. He paid for the everlasting life. Yeah. His sin. He was hung on the tree. He became sin because you couldn't pay for sin. He could. So he became sin for you. Took your sins in his body, hanging on a bloody tree. Peter says in 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self, Jesus, bore our sins, your sin, in his own body on the tree. Now we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness. Listen, this is an amazing thing. You know where sin is? It's in that body of Jesus hanging on that bloody tree. Listen, he was made to be sin that you might be a righteous person, that you might have everlasting life. Listen, value this everlasting life. Think about it. You're never going to die. You're going to live forever. God is, Jesus, they're building masses for you, coming back for you. You're just treading through this life, but you have everlasting life. You understand that now? Look, 1 Peter 3:18. For Christ also have once suffered for sins. He's already suffered. If you're after suffering for sin, you're foolish. Christ suffered for sin. The judgment for you, the unjust, that he might bring us to God. Being put to death, kill in the flesh. When you put somebody to death, you kill them. Being killed, being put to death, but quickened by the Spirit. His Spirit come alive, and your everlasting life comes out. That Spirit of his comes alive, and you come alive in him. This is a wonderful thing, a wonderful thing. I'm telling you, I'm bringing the best news you ever heard in your life out here today. Especially now, remember, if you really believe what I say, and you have children that are not living this, you're responsible. You preach the gospel. Suppose no one else ever gets to them. Don't let them slip into the bunny. Now listen to this, 1 Peter 5:8. Jesus said, Peter said, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he might devour, or what he might devour, I might say, like finances. Listen, are your ears open? Is he trying to rob you? We just heard a story just 5 seconds ago of this message. Listen. He's walking around as a roaring lion, trying to steal, trying to rob, trying to take from you. Are your ears open today? If he's walking around as a roaring lion, who's going to defend yourself? You know what you're going to do? You have to put on your armor and defend yourself. He's walking around as a roaring lion, seeking if he might devour you or your family. If your family don't know this, and you do, then you're responsible to protect them, to teach them, to lead them, to guide them, to pray for them, to fight the good fight. Ephesians 6:10 is what it says. Finally, my brethren, Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Listen to that. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Does your loved ones and family know how to do that? Have they trained to do that? Do you know? If not, you better fight for them. Listen, this is serious stuff here today. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. In everything. In everything. Look. Put on the whole armor of God, he said, and you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So who has to do the fighting? You do. Be sober. Be busy. Your devil's walking around. The devil's walking around as a roaring lion, trying to devour you, trying to rob you. Who has to fight the fight? You have to fight the fight. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Note this, my friend. If, my friend, you didn't have to fight the battle, we would not need the armor. Do you get that? You have to do the fighting. Take authority over your life. Put it under the blood of the Lord Jesus. Speak the word of God that is given. And look, you know without a doubt, if you're hearing my voice and you have messed up family members, they do not have on armor. They're naked out there, and you have to fight for them to get them into the kingdom. If you care about them, if you care about them, God cares about them. You mention a son, you mention a daughter, you mention a friend out there to God, and God knows you care, and you release that name, and you speak that name, and God can go to work and try to protect. Every chance God gets, the Spirit of God will draw that person, protect for that person, fight for that person. But you have to stand up and fight for them because they can't fight on their own, okay? We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual weaknesses in high places. Do you think your family and your lost loved ones out there can put up that kind of fight? Absolutely. Can you? I challenge you today. Can you? Are you prepared? Are you prepared to fight principalities? Are you prepared to fight powers? Are you prepared to fight the darkness? How much more is your messed up family and loved ones out there not prepared? Look, there's work to be done. Get right with the Lord. Get in the right place. Take upon you the whole armor of God. Put it on. And call upon. Think about your everlasting life, who you are. You have authority. You have power that's been given to us. You got the armor on. Begin the fight, okay? Look, God loves you. Just want you to know that today. This is a big word. You need to hear it, and you need to make sure you're right. Because you need to fight for your family and for your loved ones, okay? The Lord wants you to do this thing. Look, we need help in the ministry. There's no doubt about it. We plead for money every week, and we're not getting it. We need it. We just need your help. If you're getting anything out of this, then help us. Help us so we can stay on the radio. We'd like to go a little more. So we have a chance to get on 23 stations in one day. We can't even pay for this one. But look, help us out here today. Send us a check, no matter how small, no matter how large, we'll take it. And it's Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. That's Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Or please email us. I'd love to hear from you. If you don't like me, tell me so. Talk to me. Try Lifeline. One word. Easiest thing in the world. Try Lifeline Gmail. Anybody can do that. Give me a text. Send me a message. Lifeline. Try Lifeline Gmail. Try Lifeline. That's so easy. T-R-Y. One word now. Try Lifeline. Gmail.com. Try Lifeline. Gmail.com. I'd like to hear from you. Maybe you can help me someday. Maybe share some stuff. Whatever you want to do. Need prayer? Need anything? Need me to fight for your family? Try Lifeline. Gmail.com. Try Lifeline. Gmail.com. Again, try Lifeline. Gmail.com. Again, if you're going to support the ministry, Lifeline. Box 1603, Jensen Beach. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Look, God bless you. Now, have a great week and have a great life and trust the Lord and value your everlasting life like the Lord wants you to be. Know who you are. You're somebody out there today. Don't forget that. You're in everlasting life. Don't forget it. Praise God. Thank you. Now, we'll see you again next week. God bless you. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.